Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs. But if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love. It's 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's time now for Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. Be happy, be healthy, be complete in body, mind, spirit. Claudia's advice is always uplifting and inspirational. Get joyfully motivated every week with Namaste Nutrition. And now, here's Claudia.
Good afternoon. This
is Claudia Cleary, and you are listening to Namaste Nutrition on blogtalkradio.com/GGM Radio. I am so happy to be with you here this afternoon. We have all kinds of exciting things going on. First off, I would like to let you know that my producer, my intrepid producer, and I, Amanda, have been watching this amazing station on television called Varia Television, and it is a station that's devoted exclusively to health and wellness. And I love this television station because, unlike most TV programming, this has useful information that's right in keeping with the entire philosophies behind Namaste Nutrition and everything that I believe in and promote. And so last week, I had the wonderful pleasure of interviewing one of the hosts for one of the shows on the station, and that was Yogi Cameron, who is a star of the show called Yogi Cameron, a Model Guru. And next week, in keeping with that, we're also working through as many of the shows as we possibly can so that we can bring you access to some of the people who are on these programs. We hope to have her here with us at some point in the future on Namaste Nutrition. But next Monday and Tuesday, that's March 11th and March 12th, we have Sadie Nardini, who is the host of, what's it called again? Rock Your Yoga with Sadie. And she's also on a program on Varia Television. But next week, Monday and Tuesday afternoon at 5:15 until 7:15, both days, she is going to be here in St. Louis at IndigoMassageTherapy.com. And if you are interested in coming to the seminar that she is holding on those days, contact Indigo Massage, and you can go to IndigoMassageTherapy.com and get some more information. It's at You could also just check her out on Facebook, too. It's Sadie Nardini, and the information for the event will probably be up there on her page. And Indigo Massage is located at 1901 Arsenal in St. Louis, Missouri, 63118. So if you're interested in joining us there, we'd love to see you, especially if you've never had the wonderful pleasure of meeting both Amanda and me face-to-face. So that being said, I also would like to invite you, if you have any nutritional questions for me, please don't hesitate to email me. My email is easy. It's claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. And I would love to help you in any way I can with any of your nutritional needs. So just keep that in mind. And as the show is devoted to so many different aspects of nutrition as it relates to body, mind, and spirit, We have the marvelous pleasure today of welcoming back a wonderful guest who was with us a couple of weeks ago, Allison Hayes, who is the Rock Girl, and she is the owner of the Rock Room in New York City, and she goes between New York City and North Carolina. She has a location there in Asheville, and she is back on our program today. Allison, welcome to the program.
Why, thank you, Claudia. I'm so psyched to be here. I have a touch of a cold, but other than that, I'm not contagious on the radio. So,
well, that's a relief.
Yeah.
But because if you start sending germs to the radio, I say that there's something really, really amazing that you're doing. It's like, okay, how is it that you're manifesting that?
No, I'm actually manifesting getting over it. I've been on plane, trains, and automobiles in the last 3 weeks teaching seminars all over the place, and I actually flew in last night, well, actually this morning, to Asheville, and here I am. So
that's
I wanted
great.
To get out of New York before the snowstorm came. So
Yeah, I can't say I blame you. So you're in Asheville right now, huh?
Yes, and it's snowing here, too. It's actually quite magical, but it's much tamer than the snowstorms up north. And so I'm teaching Reiki 3 in Asheville this weekend, and I needed to be here, so I didn't want to get stuck.
Well, that's actually a very good reason why you should definitely be in Asheville then, right?
Indeed, it is. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I was so happy to be back, and the Biltmore is covered with snow, and it's just absolutely beautiful.
Oh, that's great. So what are you, say you're teaching a Reiki 3 class this weekend in Asheville. Do you still have any spots available left in it to bring in some more people?
Yes, I do. However, they have to go through my Reiki 1 and Reiki 2 program in order to make it to my Reiki 3. So, yeah, all of my programs are devised from the bottom up because we learn so much information, and it's such an intense course. Usually, my Reiki 1 is actually a two-day course when a lot of people make it into one, and A lot of my Reiki 2s, 3s, and masters are 3 days because we get a lot of information in three long, fun-filled, intense days. So, and it's great because the people connect and bond and grow, and it's I always call them we have some men folk amongst us, but a lot of them are the Sacred Stone School sisters, and they form that bond and awaken the goddess within by the end of the weekend, and so it's a really amazing time. And these folks have actually started out with me in the Intro to Reiki weekend intensive that I taught last June, and they've been with me this whole year, so very excited
that's wonderful.
To see them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what have they been able to manifest since they've been able to do the Reiki training with you? Do you help place them in areas where they can actually manifest and use these skills?
Absolutely.
And then, okay, talk a little bit about that, please.
Yeah, well, you know, I have, I'll talk a little bit about my overall programs, just so everybody understands how it works. I have the Reiki program, and in it is a four-tier, you know, four series of traditional Reiki, Reiki 1, Reiki 2, Reiki 3, and Reiki Master. I add the third one, or actually the fourth one. I was trained in the UK a lot. I took Reiki from 1 to Master 17 and a half times.
Wow.
Yes, yes, the half was another intense training course that I took, a teacher's training course. And I teach traditional Reiki. I teach the Shoku Rei, you know, Usui Reiki. Then the second one is the Seihei Ki. The third level, I add the balance symbol, the balance symbol, and also we really focused on that long distance Reiki symbol, you know, for three whole days. And then I just taught a traditional Usui Reiki master class in New York last weekend, and we learned the master symbol. And how to heal on the soul level. And so it is a very intensive program, and the folks who come out of it, I've been teaching it for many, many years, but they have been able to manifest so many different things on so many levels. And I'm going to go over a few of the things, but the levels we're talking about is on the physical plane, healing on the physical plane, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual plane, and also the soul level. I mean, spiritual plane, you know, is obviously the spirituality, but the soul level, what I do is I teach the long distance symbol with the master symbol again in the Reiki master level, and we learn how to go back and heal on the soul level through many of you know, people's past lifetimes. And so that's a gift on giving. Indeed. The past life work that comes through in the Reiki master training is just astounding. And so, you know, a lot of healing has occurred on all of those levels, but in some instances, physical ailments, irritable bowel syndrome has been able to be dissolved. And really what I like to teach through this Reiki program is, you know, we go in there, we work with the chakra systems and all of the chakras, including the earth chakra and the high crown chakra. So there's a series of 9 chakras that we really focus on as opposed to the traditional 7. Actually, there's over 88,000 chakras in the human body.
Really?
We don't get to all of them. But we really focus on that, and we do that in conjunction with the auric field, in all four layers of that, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual planes. And then I add a 5, that the fifth layer, which is the soul, and as I mentioned before. And we really kind of deep clean every single layer, and we're able to even get in there and clear out karmic debt, karmic contracts that we no longer find useful in 2013 and beyond. And the beauty of Reiki is it prepares the physical body to hold a higher spiritual frequency. And it's a lot of people start out taking it for personal growth and spiritual transformation, and if that's the case, they come to Reiki 1, they come to Reiki 2, and then they kind of go off for a while, and then I usually see them a year or two later when they're ready to take the next step and become practitioners. And then I also have a whole week-long training course where I teach them to teach Reiki as I was taught it. And they've been able to manifest new relationships with others, with themselves, clear mental blockages that are kind of keeping them from moving ahead and becoming successful in every area of their life. And a lot of spirituality has been able to not only grow but transform from, you know, the years of 2012 into 2013 and beyond, and it's just magnificent. So many of my students have gone on to become very successful practitioners and also be able to blend this modality with their other modalities. I have many that are feng shui experts and are folding Reiki into that. I have someone who does EFT, let's see, they do all sorts of other, even, you know, someone is a pranic healer and they just ended up taking my Reiki course. So it's quite magical because it really blends and complements a lot of many of the other modalities out there. I also want to bring in, Claudia, the psychic realm. A lot of them start out preparing their physical bodies, and then, as I like to say it, psychic's one side of the coin and healing's the other. So they prepare, mm-hmm. they become better psychics, better mediums, because of developing this healer side of them. It really fortifies them to channel energies at a higher level.
So how have you noticed that it's enhanced what you do with the rocks?
Oh, my gosh. Where do I start with that? First of all, the way I teach Reiki, I get so excited. I've always been connected to the rocks, and I'm so glad you asked that question because if it wasn't for the Reiki, I wouldn't have the in-depth connection to the rocks that I do. Now, first of all, when I took Reiki over here, Takata style, Usui style, back in the late 80s and early 90s. That tells you how old I am. And then in the mid-90s, I went over to the UK, and I studied Reiki over there. And they teach it in three levels here, Reiki 1, Reiki 2, and Reiki Master. And when I was learning it over in the UK, they added the fourth step, which is this beautiful balance symbol. And it's actually two ways that it can be drawn and delivered or administered, one on the physical plane and one on the spiritual plane. And by taking that level of Reiki, I was able to connect with the earth in such a way, because it kind of grounds you on the physical plane and spiritually, and I became far more attuned to the rhythms and cycles of the earth. I began to hear the clicking of the harmonic resonance of the trees, of the planet. I can tell you what phase the moon is in without even having to look because I can hear it as soon as it comes up. And so it just really... taking Reiki when it was taught that way helped me to connect to Mother Earth and attune to her frequencies. So I was automatically more connected to the frequencies of the stones because clearly they come from Mother Earth. Then I went on to study Crystal Reiki for 9 years and Atlantean Reiki for 11 years. And what that did was in Crystal Reiki, and I also teach a series of, actually a program, a four series program called Rocks and Reiki, which I'm currently teaching now. I'm going to be teaching Reiki, Rocks and Reiki Master this summer. And not only do you learn how to channel Reiki and crystals, you know, and you know, do Crystal Reiki, but I call it Rocks and Reiki because I teach my students how to actually run and attune to the frequency of the stones. So you can actually channel the frequency of a garnet into the root chakra. You can channel the frequency of a carnelian into the sacral chakra. And so it not only is excellent for the client, but for the practitioner, it takes us to a whole other realm. And so that's the Rocks and Reiki program. And then the Atlantean Reiki program, we go back in time to the Atlantean period, to the Lemurian period, and also to the Egyptian period, and we channel the frequencies of stones as our ancestors and our elders have channeled before us. And so that is really cool. You can lay your hands on the client, connect to the earth chakra, connect to the divine, and turn into this amazing, magnificently channel. It's a magnificent energy of that you can channel through your body, and it's quite addictive.
Quite so. Addictive, huh? Okay, so you know this might sound like a sort of a far out question, but I'm just sort of curious about this. Since you say that you know the phases of the moon because you're so attuned to the Earth's energy, Do you notice yourself able to tune into the rest of the planets in our solar system as a result of your connectivity to the Earth?
Yes, certain ones more than others. Absolutely.
Okay.
The Pleiades.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because, you know, I just relocated to Asheville. I mean, I still have a place up in New York City, and there's a beautiful rooftop. I'm quite fortunate, and I can go out there and connect below. But in Asheville, it's amazing that you ask that because I flew in last night from New York, and I had about 20 minutes of not knowing what realm I was in because we flew through a snowstorm, a rainstorm, and a hailstorm. And I thought,
oh my gosh,
I think I may not make it back to my earthly planet. Where might I end up? You know?
Uh-huh.
And it was amazing because we flew through this hailstorm and this crazy pounding, and I looked, I had a window seat, and I made the mistake of looking out, and I saw
all of this
crazy energy outside, and I thought, and then I heard a voice in my left ear, which was a psychic ear, and it says, "Don't be afraid," and it was a whisper of some type of goddess. It said, don't be afraid, you know, you're going to be okay, just imagine going through the realms, and so that's what I did. Is going through the realms of time. And all I saw was, I saw hail going at, I don't know how many miles an hour we were up in the skies. And all of a sudden, as we neared Asheville, it cleared. And I looked down, and there were all of these beautiful lights. And I looked above, and it was almost a mirror image of the stars. And I thought, oh, you know, as above, so below. You know, and what a magical moment. And I realized the connection of the whole thing, and it really was one of these moments in time where I'll never forget, at least in this lifetime. And I'm so glad that you asked me that question because I really felt connected, and I thought, you know what, if I didn't end up on the ground again, I would be okay, and I felt familiar and comfortable. And the answer is absolutely yes, and it actually validated something that I'm really starting to kind of bring into my program about planetary gridding. When I looked down, I saw the Big Dipper. It was just people's lights and their grids and their candles, and it was so beautiful. And so yes, the Pleiades I am incredibly connected to. There's other planets that I'm starting to really hone into, there's so much to say, Claudia. I mean, really, I've been working with something called Black Moonstone lately, and it's a very rare stone, and I had all of these spheres, and I've since sold them all to people all over Europe. And yes, and I've had these stones for many years, and I have the rough stuff, which I still have. I'm going to use in my planetary gridding program that I'm unleashing this summer, and I had these beautiful spheres. And they were all dormant. And then somehow in February, you know, beginning of the next 500 years of the Golden Age, you know, I noticed, Claudia, that all of a sudden they started to wake up and they had all of these moons appearing on this black stone. And I thought, holy cow, what's going on here? And I realized that, you know, clearly there's so many moons in the solar system. And so I'm beginning to become much more attuned to all of those energies, all of the oneness that we've been speaking about forever and a day, as long as we metaphysical folks have been on this planet. And so absolutely, and it's mostly, yes, planetary, and especially with the stars, which of course in some cases are planets. And it's so magical, and I don't know, I mean, if anyone's listening, I had this, you know, a couple of my own radio shows talking about my own crystal garden, and I worked on it, you know, all of December for 2012, and I grid it, and I 33 tons of stone was brought into my backyard. Yes, and, you know, giant rose quartz and all sorts of stones from all over the world. And it was my dream, and it actually, talk about manifesting, it manifested within 33 days. And, you know, I worked with, obviously, men who had tractors because we needed big, we had to move around big stones. But I'm starting to study the formation that the stones chose, and they literally mirror the planets that are outside in the sky. So formations, I should say. And it's absolutely phenomenal. I mean, as you can tell, I'm very excited about that.
Never
and
would
another
have guessed,
thing,
Allison.
Yeah. Another thing with the Reiki, Claudia, is that once you take a certain level of Reiki, you can learn through that energy, how to awaken the deeper energy. You can awaken stones more. You can activate them to a higher level, and they can begin to attune to you. And so not only did it connect me to Mother Earth, but it allows me to awaken. I mean, my students will tell you, I can hold a stone, and it can change a completely different color, and it's simply because of the very high frequency that I can connect and run through to connect to that particular stone. And it's not my energy.
Cool.
Yeah, I connect to Mother Earth and the divine, and then just run that through.
All right, so I've got a question for you. Going back to the guys with big tractors who are moving the rocks around for you, did they start picking your brain because they noticed unusual things happening with the rocks as they were moving them around?
You know what? The answer is some of them, yes, and some of them got scared. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. There's this one guy. His name is Ryan, and I worked with a landscaping company called The Potting Shed, which I highly recommend in Asheville. And we designed something. I wanted a couple trees in my backyard, and then I came out with this craziness in this grid. And there's a man named Ryan, and he was so connected to the earth, and we had all the plans laid out, and things started to change, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and he has a knack for certain things. And I said, Ryan, I trust you. Go for it. I know you get me. And what came out of it between me and him was quite magical. It was very, you know, harmonic. And there were the guys who were kind of just learning and helping, and they got a little scared. And I explained to them, I said, listen, everything is based on electromagnetic frequencies. My backyard faces east. The moon was up early during the winter. You know, during the day it comes up in the wintertime in Asheville here because I'm sitting on top of a mountain. And I said, it's all frequency. Just work with it. And I explained to them about the electromagnetic frequencies of the earth. And then they started to go with it. And then it became a heck of a lot of fun. I'll tell you, I have three giant altars in my backyard. And the reason they just kind of occurred was because they brought in the wrong kind of stone. And they brought in these giant slabs, like Fred Flintstone slabs. When I tell you, 3 feet by 6 feet, okay? And
wow.
And they hauled them up the hill, and they undid it, and they're like, uh-oh. And I said, you know what? Everything happens for a reason. Let's just roll with it. And so I had 9 pieces of it. And I just stacked. I asked Ryan to take the dingo and stack them on top of each other. So I have 3 altars where I charge my stones. You know, people are like, ooh, what are you doing back there? You know? And I'm charging my stones so I can, you know, pass them on to others. And when you put one slab on top of another slab on top of another slab, and these are, a lot of them are granite, and they have red granite in it, which is very electromagnetic. Ryan was like, well, I'll shim them up so they don't move, they don't shake. And I said, you know what? Don't worry about it. I said, just let them settle and you'll see them click. And I said, they all need to point in this direction. And I faced it northeast because that's the strongest electromagnetic frequency pole down this way anyway. And all of a sudden, you would see it move. You know, in those old movies where the big boulder magically rolls in front of the cave or away from the cave, they rolled that way. And at first he looked at me like, what is going on? And I said, it's attuning to the frequency of the earth because the earth is always spinning. And they clicked, and I kid thee not. Nothing is shimmed, nothing is secure. You know, they all found their mark. And what I did do was I said, well, this stone needs to go on top of this stone, which needs to go on the top of this stone. And he said, well, this one would look better on the bottom. And I said, yeah, but it doesn't want to be there. And so, you know, he listened, and, you know, we learned a lot. And it's a beautiful, amazing, magical place. There's all sorts of animals back there, you know, birds, squirrels, chipmunks. Everybody's happy, and so am I.
No, I never would have guessed, you know, in spite of the fact that you have a cold and you're dealing with snowstorms and lots of really wonky weather, you're happy, you're among your rocks, and you're teaching Reiki. Hey, all is good with the world, right?
Yes, and I'm actually in my studio right now overlooking the mountains of Asheville, and I'm sitting next to a 350-pound rose quartz scepter. So,
oh, wow.
Yes, I'm, and
that's amazing.
Yeah, and you know, my latest thing is I'm starting this planetary gridding, and I'm working a lot with spheres. You know, that's S-T-H-E-R-E-S, in case people can't understand me. Not spheres, spheres. And it's amazing how they connect to the earth chakras, and I'm teaching people how to put them over the chakras and how they spin and connect and generate energy and light. And all of this is going to make such a big difference in helping to heal the earth's auric field. And I mean, I know a lot of us are worried about the earth and what we've done to it, but I think that we're really onto something in working with these environmental grids in a very positive and healing way. And that's why it's so important, Claudia, that people understand what the stones do and how important it is to place them, because they can either bore a hole in the earth's atmosphere. Think of cell phones, think of, you know, satellites and all these electromagnetic like frequencies that are boring holes in the electronic field of the earth, or we can help heal it. And so that is my new passion in life. I think we're on to something, and I'm very excited.
I'm really excited for you. I think this is great.
Yeah, and you know, getting back to the Reiki, it all starts with Reiki, because you need to attune your own frequency. You have to attune your frequency to the highest level that you possibly can, and it's always evolving. The more you run Reiki, the more you evolve. And then you connect to the earth, you connect to the stones, and again, you connect to the other planets and other people, of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course, of course. Okay, so I have a question for you, because some of our listening audience might not be familiar with exactly how you operate, although I am, and I got the biggest kick out of sharing, you know, personal information with you the last time I had you on my show, and realizing that you and I pretty much shared the same stomping ground when we were in high school and college. I just think that's just funny. I just wanted you to talk a little bit about how you do your readings, because I think we have some callers, and I know we have some people who are itching to ask you questions, and if you'd be kind enough to pull rocks for them, I think they would really appreciate that. So when I say to you, pulling rocks, for a lot of people out there, they're not quite sure exactly what necessarily that means. Could you explain a little bit for us?
Sure, absolutely.
Aren't familiar with it?
Yes, well, I grew up as a, you know, with psychic stuff, and we went over that in your last show, and I grew up with this connection to stones, and basically, you know, can I do psychic readings without stones? Absolutely, but can I help the sitter, the client, get more of an integral healing and, you know, personal growth and spiritual transformation experience with the stones? Absolutely. And again, it comes back to the topic of Reiki, because what I do is when I do readings, whether they're long distance or in person, I connect through the frequency in the sound of the voice. That's why I don't do email readings, okay, because I have to hear. And I connect through long-distance Reiki, and then I connect them to the stones. And again, I channel Reiki. I also channel psychic messages. And it's a two-way street. So I'm sending Reiki, and I'm getting the psychic information, and clearly I'm repeating it. What I do is I connect the people with the stones. I ask them to choose numbers, because the stones are on a grid, a sacred geometry grid. And when they pick a stone that's on number one, you know, it's actually that stone. I shuffle them all the time. So even if you pick one over and over again, it's always going to be another stone. And so that's what they're doing. They're choosing their own stones. And what I do is utilize those stones to align and cleanse the chakras in the auric field of the sitter, of the client. And they get a more clear and direct connection to their spirit guides. It's like a choppy phone line or a staticky phone line as opposed to a clear line. And that way we get a more accurate and detailed reading, because, you know, I hear every single word the guides say, and I simply repeat the message. And it's very helpful for people who are about to call in, okay, to make sure that they hold the question that they have in their intent, in their, you know, in their mind's eye, and to choose numbers. They can start thinking of them now, between 1 and 42. I've actually added a new stone to my deck for 2013. It's a very magical stone, and I'll let people know if they choose that today. And what, you know, it has to be an organic number, not a birthday, not your favorite lottery numbers, to get the best read, you see? And then also be very specific about your question, especially with the shorter readings, because spirit will come in answer your question, and I'll simply deliver the message. And my job is to keep myself a clear channel and deliver the message as accurately and detailed as humanly possible.
Sure.
So that's how I do it. I have a set of about 76 stones, okay? And they've been with me for many, many years. They're very connected, and they I call them my reading stones. I have healing stones for healing. I have channeling stones for channeling. But this kit is specifically for the readings.
Great.
So I hope that helps.
It does. And I think that for people who are listening in with some confusion about how you actually do your readings, it'll clarify some of it. Do you know of anybody else anywhere who does readings with stones the way you do?
There's people who do readings with stones. They call them crystal readings, or I think it's called lithography or something, and that's a very shamanic way of doing it. It begins with a litho, which means stones, and some people call it lithography, lithometry, you know, anything like that. They have a bag of stones, and they're like pebble size, and they shake them up, and they throw them down, and they read them off that formation. The stones that I have fit in your palm. They're very heavy. You can actually hear them clanking. You see, they're very heavy. And they get that attunement. And so I read it in the form of psychometry, where I put my hand on it and get detailed messages. Other people use crystals in different ways. They use them around, a lot of people who read tarot cards, you know, thus the crystal ball. I mean, a lot of people make fun of that, but really what a real crystal ball is quartz, and it amplifies the messages coming from spirit. In this particular way, I don't. I've had people try to copy me, but everybody has to develop their own unique way of stones. So
of course, of
you know.
Course. So I think that it's great how you're able to do what you do and create such an impact for people's lives. And what I'd like to do right now is very quickly just take a short break and just for station ID and for a few ads, and then I'd like to come back, and if you would be kind enough to draw stones for people, I would really appreciate it, Allison.
Oh, my pleasure.
Cool. All right, we will be back in just a moment. This is Claudia Cleary, Namaste Nutrition on GGM Radio. We will be back momentarily.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? Maybe we can just compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with Brie?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki-infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com. You're listening to Greater Good Ministries Radio and Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. And now, back to the program.
And this is Claudia Cleary, and you are listening to Namaste Nutrition, and my guest today is Allison Hayes, also known as Allison the Rock Girl. Welcome back to the program, Allison.
Oh, why, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just wanted, before we close today, I just want to tell everyone about the Lemuria trip, before the end.
Absolutely. Go ahead. Why don't you do that now?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know a lot of people are probably interested in rocks out there. In the summer, I'm taking 15 people to Bimini, Bahama. The Bimini, Bahamas for a week. I think it's July 6th through the 12th. It's an all-inclusive event. We only have 4 spots left. And it's a week swimming with the dolphins by day and working with Lemurian seed crystals at night. And all of the information is on my webpage. And so, therockgirl.com or my school, sacredstoneschool.com, for more information. You can check that out. But the first night, we're going to do a meet and greet because the Lemurian seed crystal is intrinsically connected to dolphin energy. And we get into all of that on this trip. We have the second night, we have a Lemurian seed crystal hunt, where people hunt for their own crystals. The next night, we have activating and charging. The next night, we have moonlight meditation and meeting the guides. Thursday night, we're going to be doing planetary gridding, which we talked about earlier in the show. And Friday, we have a Lemurian seed ceremony and attunement. And so everyone gets their own Lemurian seed crystal from my original collection, learns how to use it, and connect into the dolphin energy. And it's going to be such an amazing trip, especially for those people who are connected with the ancient traditions of the Lemurian people. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out and let people know we have 4 spots left.
Awesome. Awesome. I seriously hope that you can fill up those 4 spots and then you end up having overflow for your trip. This is awesome. This is great information.
Yeah.
Let's start with doing a couple of rock readings. Would you be open to pulling a few for me?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay,
wonderful.
Is your question?
My question, and I've been holding a focus for this for a while, I would like to know what and where I should look for full-time employment. There's a lot of transformation in my life, and that's my biggest focus at this point.
Okay. All right, what and where to do for full-time employment. Okay.
Yeah, where I should look.
Okay, very good. Let's take a look. 3 numbers between 1 and 41. Actually, 1 and 42. We're using the new stone today.
That's right. Okay. 30.
1, 2. Ah, okay.
25.
1, 2, 3.
And 16.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, gotta love this. A number between 1 and 4?
3.
A number between 1 and 6?
5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. All right. All right. So I'm gonna do this in detail. So 3 more numbers between 1 and 42.
3 more numbers. Okay.
3.
40.
Yeah. 40. Okay. Yep.
36.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Uh-huh.
And 42.
All right. A number between 1 and 4?
2.
2. A number between 1 and 6?
1.
Okay. All righty. So let's start by reading the first line of stones, okay? They are showing change direction. I don't know what you do full-time right now, but it's going to be a complete and utter change from what you're doing now. 2 stones tell me that. You have the citrine scepter, which is all about self-empowerment, the will center. It works as a compass, and it says change direction. And then the other set of stones, the first set, you pulled the malachite egg, the famous rock girl malachite egg. It means new beginnings, health, wealth, and prosperity. Now, are you in this healing business full time? Because I'm not getting that.
Ironically enough, I teach yoga, and I also am a health and wellness coach, and of course, I do the Blog Talk show as well.
Okay.
That's pretty much what I do. I'm also a mom.
Okay. Okay. And you're kind of looking for like a day job type
full-time
thing.
Full time work.
Okay.
Yeah. Full time work.
All right. Well, the first. The first stone is a smoky quartz. It means you're on the right track, okay? So to look outside of this, it's really going to kind of just foil. It's just showing crumpling, okay?
Okay.
The second one is the red calcite. It's all about the root chakra. It's all about, you know, family and tribe, and it's also pointing in the direction of women. Then you have the malachite egg, which is health, wealth, prosperity, new beginning. Pyrite, which is setting your world on fire. It's the warrior-esque stone, reaching out and grab. And the last one is amber, which is all about healing. Okay, they're pointing towards a center that works with women. Okay, so if you want to get specific, they're pointing towards a center that works with women. Okay, it's not a hospital per se, but it's a healing center. It could be medical. Now, I don't know a lot about your background as far as nutrition. Are you certified to counsel in that to like the higher level degrees? Because they are pointing you in that direction.
Yeah, I have a master's degree in holistic nutrition, Allison.
Okay, now, we're not getting a big hit on the yoga, so that does not mean that you're not going to be doing yoga anymore, okay?
Okay.
It just means that where, you know, they're showing that, you know, you need what you're desiring to manifest, what you're asking the guides for is something to financially and monetarily support you and your family, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing specifically a center. It's either on the first level or one level, and it revolves around women's health. It could be like women's health center. I'm not showing an illness like a cancer recovery or
sure.
I'm not seeing it, but it's more about health and wellness. It could be almost like OB-GYN, prenatal, that kind of thing. Okay. And so that's what they're saying. They're saying keep in the healing modality. Okay. And it's a new beginning, and you're on the right track. Now, the next set of stones, and of course, they gave us all those juicy details on top of the stones. Now, the next set of stones is a clear course. It starts off with that, and it's about seeking clarity. It's faced in the right direction, meaning you're not looking in the wrong direction. It's in the right direction. Two will center stones. Okay. You have the honey calcite wand, which is also about picking up your power. Then you have that change direction citrine. And again, I have to be honest with you, Claudia, they're churning you away from yoga right now, okay?
Okay.
Not because, you know, it just means that you have to focus on generating cash. The next stone is a hematite, which I always see when it comes up in starting your own business. Okay, and then the next stone is carnelian, which is one of the biggest stones that comes when it's called generating money. Okay, it's the cash stone.
Okay.
A lot of people call creative. Okay, it's important for you to know that the sacral chakra is about creativity, which you already know. It's creating art, babies, opportunity, and also cash. Okay, now do you have your own business LLC when it comes to this nutritional thing?
Well, I do work part-time through a home-based business, and I have supplementation that I can work for, and they are pharmaceutical grade.
Okay.
And the people who listen to the show know that they can come and talk to me about nutrition if they have some questions about supplementation. And the cool thing about the line is that it's very extensive. If there's a specific issue people have, they can talk to me about it. And a lot of the products that I work with are specifically targeted towards women's issues.
Oh, okay, great. So you already have the infrastructure, the fetus,
yes.
The amoeba, okay? They want you to take that and grow that, take that opportunity and grow that, but they do show you working for a paycheck, all right, in a cash exchange. Did you ask for a full-time job? Is that why they're showing full-time?
I've been asking for full-time work for quite a long time.
Okay, yeah, because they're showing full-time. And I'm like, but wait a minute. So this is going to grow you. This is going to grow you and kind of take what you have and make it bigger. And then I do see you kind of leaving off into a consulting basis in about 3 to 5 years, functioning completely under your own roof. But this is a really great launching pad. I'm asking them where the location is, or you don't want to move. Is that correct?
I prefer to stay in St. Louis, yes.
Yeah, okay. Then they're showing cast the net a little bit wider than what you're looking for, okay? Because something's going to start farther out, and then you're going to bring it back in. It could be another center popping up. But it is, you know, some type of medical center, but geared toward the holistic. It might be a women's medical center that has a holistic branch in it. And they do show you sitting down and doing nutritional counseling. Do you take blood and do all that other stuff, too?
No, I'm not certified to work for that.
Okay, so you may be closely working with people because I see you sending them for blood work and things like that.
Okay.
So it could be like,
I could have people do the blood work. I can analyze it. I have to do that.
Because they're putting the lab like almost right next to you, and I'm not quite sure if that means physically sitting next to you or working with you on a regular basis. But it's quite a job, and it may very well be starting part-time or temporarily, and then it's going to kind of grow into it quite rapidly. And as soon as you kind of get out of the starting gate, it's going to take about 3 months to manifest, but you have to be hot on the trail. So I do hope that helps.
Wonderful. It does, enormously. Yeah. Do you have a timeline? I mean, are you getting, being as grounded with rocks as you are, I'm just curious, can you get a sense of time?
Yeah, well, you know, they're showing as soon as you fire the gun and you push the start button, they're showing there's some things at home that you need to tie up first, okay?
Okay,
And it's really not about saying, okay, I'm going out and looking. It's really putting your energy in there. They are showing the month of April, okay?
Okay.
But they're showing that there's some stuff that needs to be kind of organized at home. And make sure you take care of all of those situations because when this starts, it's going to start out as something part-time or you want to come in Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays, and all of a sudden it's going to suck you into it. Like, okay, you're on. And, you know, you won't have time to finish up anything else. And so, you know, also networking is very important. Going to conferences, meeting and greeting, start seeking out strong women in the field and see where they work and start applying for jobs. But they're showing that, I don't know if you go to conferences or these things, it's a lot of handshaking
sometimes
and networking. It's funny because they're saying switch your identity to becoming this person. You know, for the longest time, I said I deal with rocks, but I don't tell people I'm a psychic. I didn't tell people I was a psychic and a healer, and as soon as I did, my business took off. So they're showing that you really need to own this identity. I mean, you know, kind of make mock-ups of
rebranding
business
myself.
Yeah,
sure,
exactly.
Rebranding myself. Okay, I can do that, definitely. Thank you so much. This is very useful.
Oh, goody. and you know, when you do your conferences or seminars, come on out to Asheville. We'd love to have you.
Are you kidding? I'd be like there in the shot. Are you? Yeah, that would be so wonderful.
And you know what's coming up as a strong hit for you is Arizona as well. I'm not saying move there, but you may be doing conferences, presentations there, some things like that. And I'm trying to zoom in on whether it's Sedona or not. They're showing the word, but it keeps moving around, so it's not only there. And this is kind of crazy. I got to show, throw out Las Vegas as well, but more in a conference educational type of setting. Not that you're setting up shop, but you may be asked to speak, or you know, they're showing that you have to kind of move your way ahead, like being a little bit pushy and get your elbows out there a little bit.
Gotcha.
But that's important. And then you're also, don't lose sight, and I won't let you, I'll have to come back and prod you, but don't lose sight of your own business as well as you're working for someone else.
I won't.
So
this is really interesting information. Tremendously. I just would like to put out the number for people if they'd like to call in and talk and ask Allison a question. It's 347-237-5339. Make sure once you're in to the network, you hit the number 1, and then that way you'll be in the queue for a reading. So the next person who we do have to be read is my own wonderful producer, who is named Amanda. Amanda, come on on.
Hi, Allison.
Hey, Amanda, I was waiting for you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very, very good. So what do you want to know?
Okay, my question is geared towards the same thing. I want to find my full-time employment and the finances coming in.
All righty. All right. You know how this works? 3 numbers between 1 and 42.
1 and 42. Okay, I'll choose 30.
1, 2, 3. Okay.
Okay, and then you said how many? 3?
Yes, between 1 and 42.
I'll choose 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay.
And I will choose 25.
1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, a number between 1 and 4.
Okay, I will choose 3.
A number between 1 and 6.
I will choose 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, 3 more numbers between 1 and 41.
1 and 41. Okay, I'm going to go with 12.
12, okay.
33.
Okay.
42.
All right. A number between 1 and 4.
Okay, I'm going to go with 3.
Okay. And a number between 1 and 6.
Okay, I will go with 5.
Okay. Wow. All right. Now, everything is coming up spiritual realm. So I don't know if you wanted to step out of this and get a kind of real job, day job, but I'll read you the stones, okay? First, you know, you pulled two sets of stones, and you have the amethyst beginning both, okay? Now, in Claudia's reading, she had the smoky quartz, which means she's on the right track in one, and the other one was seeking clarity. In both of yours is the spiritual realm, okay? Then you have the psychic realm, all right? And, you know, have you ever thought about putting together psychic events? They're showing psychic...
I really like doing that, yeah.
Yeah, because they're showing... the amethyst is about spirituality. Then the next stone is that honey calcite, which is very interesting because Claudia chose that too, but in a different format. And it's all about coming into your spiritual power. The colors... purple and gold are very royal, you see? And you're finally the master of your own, you know, universe, the master of your own destiny. And you've really, you know, you've worked really hard, the guides are saying, and they're putting the hematite. Again, you and Claudia have a lot of the same stones that you chose, but in a different formation. So they do mean different things. But it's interesting, the compatibility here. The center stone is hematite, which is all about business. And a lot of times, as I told Claudia, it comes through when you're running your own business. And so after that, you have the amethyst scepter, which is about, you know, empowerment over your own spiritual realm and can kind of taking, bringing that spiritual energy into your physical everyday life. And the last stone is carnelian, which again, hello, Claudia chose as well. And you picked completely different numbers, and I reshuffled the entire deck, as you know. But this is about creating opportunities and creating cash, okay? With Claudia's, it was more so creating the cash. But with you, it's about creating opportunities, and the cash will flow, okay? Now, we pulled a second set of stones, okay? And again, it heads off with the amethyst spirituality stone. Then, Amanda, again, it is the orange calcite, another sacral chakra stone, which is about health and vitality, and it's also about creating opportunity, and in this case, it's creating cash. Then the center stone gives me the goosebumps, Amanda. It's the stone, it's charite, C-H-A-R-O-I-T-E, charite.
You know, I picked that up the last time I was in the... New Age store, that's very interesting.
Yes, well, it's a Russian stone, and any Russian stone contains a very powerful punch. And in this reading, where it is, it means rapid transformation, very much on the spiritual realm, the metaphysical realm. So you take that charite and you put it on your altar in your sacred space, along with some carnelian and some pyrite, and create some golden opportunities for yourself. Because they're showing that all you have to do is create the opportunities and the financial means will follow. Now, they're showing the lapidolite, which is another psychic stone, but it's a very soothing stone. And then the emerald, which is heart's desire, and it's also good fortune. Okay? So really, instead of focusing on the financial means, I'm by no means dumbing that down, because in order to do this full time, we must be compensated on a financial level. But it's about creating opportunities. They're putting you in a ballroom. They're putting you in a conference room and creating and putting on. Really, you know, I know you produce these shows, but it's probably time for you to step out and start producing, okay, these metaphysical expos. And you can start at a very small scale. You can do 10 people. But they're showing you're very methodical, boom, 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 boom. And you know how to choose the right people at the right time. There needs to be some development in the marketing skills, but you'll pick that up in a minute. You know who to network with. But, you know, you need to come up with a catch name for your company. And it's the little, what was that, the little caboose or the little train that could or something? What was that they're showing
you? Yeah, the
little
engine that could. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and start out with your little engine, and it's going to grow. Get a name for your metaphysical expo company and start producing these expos. It's going to take you throughout the country. And it's also, I wanted to say it's going to take you out of the country, but you're actually going to be bringing people into the country from Ireland, from Australia, from Germany, from England.
That doesn't
those
surprise
goosebumps?
Me. Yeah. I have people.
And bringing
I
them together.
I have to interrupt.
Yeah.
I have to interrupt, Allison, because one of the things that cracks me up about Amanda is that she's so unassuming, and she'll efface herself when she's in public because she's very shy, but she knows a gazillion people,
oh.
And she connects with people in the most unique way I've ever seen in my life.
Well, indeed she does. The spirit seconds that and thirds that. And
uh-huh.
It's amazing because
uh-huh.
when I was looking, I wanted to see if she was going across the pond, across the water, but they show all of these energies coming from all over here, almost in the center of the country. So I don't know where you are right now, but they're coming to the center of the country. Rather. They're not going to the East Coast. They're not going to the West Coast. They're coming
we're
to
in St. Louis.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
we're
okay.
both in St. Louis, so I guess they're all coming here. I mean, you know, I know you're going to pay us a visit eventually, and we're going to pay you a visit. So
absolutely, and I'm not saying you can't go and produce these elsewhere, these little
uh-huh.
mini expos, but the big ones are going to be coming to you, and they're showing many different hats. Not that you're going to be doing different things, but these are going to flip over and over and over. And so the first thing is to get a game plan, they're taking the word try and throwing it out, okay? That's history. Find a place where you can start these expos and then just start booking and booking and booking. And they're not only in the psychic realm, but they're in the healing realm. They're in the metaphysical education realm. You're a master organizer, and you have a great sense of the metaphysics and a great sense of how different energies come together. So I hope that helps. Now, I know you're asking for a timeline, and they're showing the word March, which means you need to take pen to paper.
March.
Draw this out, okay? And they're showing after the Ides of March. Now, forgive me, I don't know the exact Ides of March.
It's
I'm not even going to get into
it. It's the 15th of March, Allison.
Oh, okay, thank you.
It's the 15th of March.
Yeah,
no
okay.
problem.
Yeah, they're showing the Ides of March. But put the pen to paper and then start sniffing out. They're showing a little kind of piggy with truffles, you know, like sniffing out like this amazing, beautiful, exquisite energy. But you'll know the spot when you're seeing it. Do you like purple with like sparkles on it or something? They're showing me like on a backdrop.
Love it.
Okay, there you go. And I asked the guys to give me something tangible to leave you with here. And so find your spot, start small, and people will come to you. People will come to you. So I hope that helps you. And remember, the key here is to create the opportunities, not only for yourself but others, and the financial means. You're going to be quite successful. So get your LLC, get all of this paperwork done at the very beginning, because one. And they're showing by summer you can be very, you can be busy humming. So there you go.
All right,
and
sounds good.
The key to this, Amanda, is bringing the perfect blend. It's almost like cooking of each person to each expo. They all have different themes and names, and you're very good at networking and keeping their individuality, but yet you're running the silver thread through the world of the metaphysics to keep on healing. So I do hope that helps.
It does. Thank you very much. We have 314-706 as our next caller. So you ready to take that, Claudia?
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Claudia. Hey, Allison. This is Angela.
Hi. How are
Hi,
you?
Angela. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, hello. I was able to get in. Allison, I listened to you twice before, and I could never get in because I was too late. But I get to speak to you now.
Oh,
so,
well, thank you.
Yay. I think you're awesome. I guess I need like a general reading, I guess more specifically, I mean, is there going to be any positive changes in my, physical and mental health? And after that, will I be able to work again, hopefully sometime, and generate some income?
Okay, I'm actually shuffling the stones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, yes, and I was glad you were talking while we were doing that. Okay, we're ready. And I heard your question, so did the guides. Three numbers between 1 and 42.
3.
Uh-huh.
27.
Do, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Very good.
40.
Oh, wonderful stone. It's that beautiful malachite egg. It's great news. A number between 1 and 4?
The 1.
No, what were you going to go with first?
Well, I was going to say 3, but...
Okay, okay. Do it. Do it. Never, 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 never second-guess yourself, honey.
Never second-guess.
Never.
Okay.
Okay, a number between 1 and 6?
1.
Very good. Okay, all right. First thing is that you need to, you know, follow your instincts, change your energy, okay? It's that simple. You know how you wanted, why did you second-guess yourself?
Because I thought I needed something balanced in my first chakra.
Wait, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry, what?
Because when I second-guessed myself, I was thinking, oh, well, maybe I need something balanced in my first chakra.
Why were you going to go pick 1 instead of 3?
Because that's probably where I feel like I need the most work.
Where, in 3?
In 1.
Oh, well, listen, you know, the interesting thing is, oh, gosh, where do I even start? Okay, the answer is a return to health is most definitely possible, and the best way and the fastest way to do that is the switch of the energy, which we're going to do right now. And when you hang up the phone, you just take it with you, okay? Now, what we just did is back you up when you were in that moment and have you go with your instincts, because you know what? You were going to choose the heart chakra stone, but instead you – number 1, okay, was the heart chakra stone. Number 3 was the psychic stone, the intuition. Okay?
Ew.
Yes. And so we went with 3, which is follow your intuition. Okay?
Right.
I mean, it's as simple as that. The rocks just make it crystal clear, no pun intended. And so whenever you catch yourself in that moment, okay, back yourself up and go with your intuition. Because what your intuition is, your intuition is obviously behind your third eye. We all know that. But then what it does is it takes the elevator up through your crown chakra to the top of your auric field, to the high crown chakra, where it gets its messages from your guides, okay? And then it brings it back down through the crown chakra, over the intellect, and back into the intuition. And it conducts that information to the crown chakra for your highest good, through your intellect, so you can integrate it into your daily life on a mental plane, okay, and then through your intuition. And so when you don't listen to your intuition, you're actually not listening to your guides, because a lot of us are conditioned not to listen to ourselves because of society or cultural issues and things like that. But when you realize it's the spirit's giving you guidance, you'll never not listen to them again, you see?
Yes.
And so a lot of the choices that you're going to go on and make in the future, when you listen to your intuition in such a way, are going to be better choices for your highest good and also for your physical well-being, okay?
Right.
And just freeing yourself of that, everything is going to fall into place, into alignment, much like a chiropractor when they align your spine. When a vertebrae is out, it pinches a nerve, and then things don't work that well. And then if it's pinched for so long, what happens is it just doesn't work at all. And so by realigning that thought process, everything is going to become much more in sync and the path will clear for you. Now, what's interesting is the next stone that you chose is the throat chakra stone.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
How amazing is that?
Yes.
And you know what? Angela is your name, correct?
Yes.
Okay, darling, I am putting my hand on it, and I'm sending you long-distance Reiki, and you're probably feeling hot underneath your arms and then all the way up your throat chakra, correct?
Maybe feel a little warm under my arms, yeah.
Okay. All right. You know why? Because that throat chakra, you pay too much attention to the throat chakra. There's no blockage there. It's just like a lot of times when you're staring at one thing, you miss everything. Really, you know what, let me talk about the throat chakra here. The throat chakra is an amazing chakra because through it, energy passes over the actual vocal cords, okay? And what that does is it changes the energy, the frequency of whether it's something coming from your heart, which is the chakra below, or your psychic ability, which is above. And either you express your intuition, your intellect, okay, or you express what's in your heart chakra, and that's the magic of the throat chakra. And so it's almost like you've been too focused on that, and you just have to kind of release it and let it play its beautiful music. And a lot of the things that you want to change in your life, you simply have to speak in audible terms, not just keep it in your head or your heart, and affirmations with a blue calcite stone or a blue lace agate stone would be perfect. Write down your intention, and then what you want to do is repeat it 3 times when you're in a sacred moment. Put the stone on it, and then either go to bed or go about your day, okay?
I do write a lot, I will say. I do write a lot about my experiences and my feelings. That's one way of getting it out, and I also paint as well.
Okay, excellent. But do you verbalize it?
I don't actually say it. I write it.
Yeah, okay. So write it, but also say it. You might want to read it aloud because changing
which
that
I've
energy.
Done. Which I've done, yeah.
Yeah. It changes, and so that brings it in. I teach a wonderful manifestation course, and a lot of it is the key to actually bringing that energy out of your body and translating it into the physical world so it can take hold, it can take seed in the physical realm, okay?
Okay, so blue calcite, and what was the other one?
Blue lace agate. Blue calcite would be ideal. If you can't get your hands on that, blue lace agate would work, but not as quickly and efficiently. It's a lighter frequency, you see?
Okay.
Now, the center stone is red jasper, all right? Red jasper is a slow and steady stone. It's all about the root chakra, and it's about a return to health, okay? A lot of the stuff that is occurring or has occurred, gosh, over, what is this, the last 5 to 7 years, is that when you're getting all this crackly stuff I feel in your energy body?
Well, mainly the past year and a half.
Okay.
And probably the past 4 as well.
Yes, but what you want to do is trace it back to the how it got in there, and they're showing 5-7 years. So it could have been some energy that you were around and finally penetrated. It could be a toxic work situation, something that kind of entered your auric field and like took seed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, because a lot of times, you know, our auric field has 4 layers. The physical plane is the closest
right.
to us, then the emotional, then the mental, then the spiritual. And a lot of times, it takes some time to manifest in physical symptoms, okay? A lot of it is karmically connected. And the good thing about 2013, Angela, is that what you can do is 2013 is a really great year to hit the reset button and kind of wash away anything that you don't want to bring forward into this new energy. That's
right.
the easy part. The hard part is setting down new karmic contracts, okay? And what you want to do is make sure you bring the word I can into every sentence and leave the apostrophe T off of it.
Right.
And that's so important. 2 really good stones to work with for you in resetting that would be Tiger Eye, okay?
And which I think I have.
Excellent. That's about bringing that into the earthly plane. And Citrine, which is just busting through all of the old karmic patterns, okay?
Which I have as well.
Excellent. So work with them together when setting down your new karmic patterns, all right? And you can use the blue calcite first and then use that afterwards. The blue calcite would be great on the throat chakra, and then the tiger eye in the left palm, P-A-L-M, palm, and the citrine in the right. And just sit there and chant or recite almost poetically because they're showing that you have that rhythm within you. Okay.
Yes,
your answer, your intentions, okay? But always remember to keep the receiving hand free and open so the universe can bear for you the fruits that you desire. And that's directly from spirit because I don't talk like that. Okay?
Right.
And then finally, my dear, you've got the malachite egg, which is health, wealth, and prosperity on all levels. It's in the shape of an egg, which is new beginnings. And listen, Easter's right around the corner. All 3 of you, I believe, pulled this egg today, which hardly anyone gets, and it's all about, you know, the reset button. And, you know, the earth is waking up. The solstice is right around the corner. My goodness, tomorrow, what is it, Sunday, we turn the clocks ahead, spring ahead. And
oh, my
so
God,
all
we
this,
do, don't we?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. Happy day. I used to dread it, but now I'm excited because it just propels my intentions that much farther. And when thinking about setting intentions, think of a bow and arrow and think of the goddess Artemis. That's A-R-T-E-M-I-S. All right? She carries a bow and arrow, not to kill things with, but to reach her goal, to hit her mark. And in drawing the bow backwards, you have to sometimes feel like you're going backwards in the energy in order to release it.
Right.
And the farther back you go, the stronger and farther it goes. So be very detailed about what you want to manifest. And also, remember, we're in Mercury in retrograde. Okay, it's a great time to start pulling that bow backwards and releasing it as soon as we come out of the retrograde. It already shows that you have your intents and desires set forth, and I promise you, you keep that intuition connected like we worked with at the beginning of the reading. All right, I want you to envision your throat chakra and your vocal cords like a beautiful harp. Okay, and every time you speak those words, they resonate not only with, you know, spirit and the divine and the universe, but also Mother Earth, because Mother Earth is so important in bringing these intentions into your physical reality. And once you start playing your music and playing your energy body in harmonic resonance with all of that, a lot of your physical symptoms are going to begin to evaporate and fall away. And a lot of this new energy is going to regenerate into a much healthier and stronger Angela. And it again, you ladies are so connected to Mother Earth as it spins forward into 2013 and beyond. And this could begin right now, and continue through the retrograde. And it's looking like the end of April and the beginning of May are going to be really, really great months for opportunities for you. So reach out and take them. So I hope that helps you.
Okay, what months were they?
The end of April. They're showing the end of April, okay? They're showing like the in the 20s and early May. So do a lot of this manifestation work, okay? Embrace that throat chakra. I want you to thank her. I want you to thank her every night before you go to bed and tell her what a great job she does.
Thank my third chakra.
Yes.
Now, are we talking from the bottom or from the top? Which would be my throat chakra?
Yeah, whatever. I always go from the bottom up. So.
Okay. So that would that would be my solar plexus then.
Well, listen, you need your solar plexus to manifest, and that's what the that's the manifestation. You have to bring that into the will center. Okay.
But
it's a throat chakra. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and so, you know. That, now, did you say third chakra at the beginning? Or did you say throat chakra? Because I got throat chakra. I just want to clear that up.
Well, I thought you had said, you said something to thank my third chakra, and I asked you.
Oh, no, I meant throat, like.
Okay, I was going to say, because the third chakra from the bottom is like my solar plexus. So,
yeah, but, you know, listen, nothing is ever, you know, you probably misheard that. Maybe because I have a cold or, you know, whatever. But the solar plexus is so important. It's the forgotten chakra. Now, a lot of people don't focus on it as much as they can. It's the inlet of where the spiritual chakras above meet the physical chakras below, and you have to have that nice and clear. I'm not getting a big problem with your solar plexus, but the citrine and the tiger eye will definitely help bring that those dreams and all of the intentions into your physical body and your physical, that's your physical body for better health, okay? And where are you exhibiting your physical symptoms anyway?
Anxiety, depression, and then the physical symptoms associated with those, like stomach, intestines, that kind of stuff.
Okay, well, that's all, you know, make sure you keep that clear. And really bring all of that stuff into your physical realm. And the affirmations are really going to help you a lot. And the tiger eye, really connect to Mama Earth with that. And a lot of this stuff is going to keep flowing and work with the earth chakra, because it's really about kind of unclogging the drain, the earth chakra, and having this all go down. But we're not seeing any major blockages, believe it or not. You need to embrace the affirmations, and you have the red jasper stone, so you might want to get a piece of that, keep it on your altar or your nightstand as a reminder.
I have all kinds of stuff on my nightstand.
Yeah.
All kinds of
rocks.
Well,
you know what they're showing me? They're showing me, Angela, is there's a lot of the stones that you have are too close together, and you need they're kind of not working as strongly as they could. So you want to group them together. Does that make sense?
Okay.
In different formations, and you'll get a stronger pull from them.
Okay, now lately I've been under my pillow. I've been sleeping on a big amethyst cluster of crystals, and I also have one right next to my bed, and that as a rose quartz and some other ones that I can't remember the name of. So,
yeah, and they're wonderful, lofty spiritual stones. And so,
yeah.
In order for you to elicit this change and actually health in the physical body, we want to pull that wonderful high sweet amethyst purple energy down into your physical body, and that's really what we call enlightenment, is bringing that spirituality into our physical body, and it really lights us up. It's like when someone walks into the room, she lit up the room, you can see her smile a mile away, and it's bringing that spirituality into your physical body, and you're going to feel a heck of a lot better, and you can connect to Mother Earth through the red through the red jasper and drain a lot of the anxiety. Is just too much energy and not being grounded enough.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say one more question. You said 5 to 7 years ago something entered into my physical body or my
field on the spiritual plane, the outer layer, and then it slowly manifested itself.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you where it
plane.
Went. It went right into the mental plane, which is the solar plexus. But it hung out in your mental plane. And when you look at it from an energetic point of view, from where I stand, a lot of times whenever there's depression, a lot of times we all pay attention to our chakras. You know, we're pretty good at that. But, you know, it's like your teeth and your gums. You know, your teeth are your chakras, but we also have to pay attention to the gums, which are the auric field, which really kind of hold the teeth in. And so, you know, really pay attention to cleansing the mental plane of your auric field. I do radio shows, and there's one called Cleansing the Body and Stones, How to Cleanse Stones. It's one of my earlier shows, and I use the sage, selenite, and sound 1-2-3 punch, and that's really great at clearing all the chakras. Or if you look at Judy Hall's Crystal Bible, Volume 1, page 367, how sick am I to know it by heart? page 367, you can tell what I do for fun. There's a beautiful, beautiful chart of the auric field, and you can take a look at that. And it's the mental plane. It's the yellow auric
field. You said this thing entered. I mean, this came from my work or from somebody that I met or from.
It was a toxic environment that you were in for quite some time.
Which I'm no longer in, and I consider as a blessing. So
yeah, absolutely.
The place that I worked at before, I was becoming increasingly disillusioned and stifled.
They're showing me the energy of like a coal mine, like a toxic kind of factory energy. And
I mean, for 15, 17 years, I was a computer programmer, and I was at my last job for 11 years, and I had to go on medical leave, and then I finally lost my job last February. You know, which I actually consider a blessing because, I mean, by the time I had gone on medical leave, there were all kinds of people leaving. I'm thinking, all right, something's going on here that doesn't pass the smell test. So it was
And it's just time for you to move on. I mean, it was 2012 and you know, pushing you forward.
Yeah, it was like, I was ready to, you know, there had to have been a reason why I just couldn't seem to go back. I mean, I tried going back, but I was sick the entire time.
Yeah,
so,
well, of course, you were sick of being there, and that's what happens. I saw a quote, a really great quote on Facebook the other day, and I don't know if I shared it or not, but it said, listen to your body, it's smarter than you are. So when our physical body starts telling us stuff, we really have to look deeper. And you do have new beginnings coming in, and, you know, work on realigning your energies. There's nothing wrong, you know, there other than needing some cleaning out of old pipes. And then once everything's fine, you'll be feeling much better and brighter. And finding a new job won't be an issue at all. So I hope that helps you.
Okay, yes. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and you have an amazing day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much for calling in, Angela. And Allison, I want to thank you so much for taking such a large amount of time to answer the questions for both Amanda, for me, and for Angela. And I would like to invite anybody who is listening into the show to contact Allison through her website. Allison, if you'd like to let people know where your website is.
Oh, sure, absolutely. The main website is therockgirl.com, and a lot of my services are there, and appearances and readings and things. And then my baby, is sacredstoneschool.com. I have locations in both New York City and Asheville. And again, if people have a group of folks they want me to teach, I can always kind of, you know, channel myself out there. I teach all sorts of workshops in Reiki, psychic development, the Master Stone program, and, of course, the new one coming out this summer, Planetary Gridding. So I would love you to have you join me there. Yeah. And you can find me on Facebook. Awesome. It's Allison Hayes / The Rock Girl.
Marvelous. And I really appreciate you letting everyone know. So if anybody has any questions and you'd like to have a reading for yourself, just let Allison know and she'll be happy to do that, or contact her about her Reiki trainings, and I'm sure she'll be happy to give you some more information. And just to let you know also, I know somebody who lives in Asheville, and I made sure that he had your contact information. I think it would be a good link for both of the two of you. So, Allison, I do hope that you'll come back on the show soon. It's always such a pleasure to have you here, and I can't thank you enough. And I hope that you have a marvelous week. Get over your cold soon. And come back when you have the time.
Absolutely. Well, Amanda is the master networker, so.
Yes, she is amazing.
We'll work it out
networking.
With her. Yeah, indeed.
Definitely, definitely. So I hope that you have a marvelous day, and for all of our listening audience, thank you so much for listening in, and I will be back here next Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Central Standard for Namaste Nutrition. I hope you have a marvelous week. Namaste.
Feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. What that keeps you lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you
doesn't kill you.